The nonprofit advocacy organization Freedom Now is calling for U.S. officials to try to assist prominent Chinese human rights lawyer Gao Jisheng, who was released from prison last week. Gao is currently staying with his sister-in-law in Xinjiang, but remains under government surveillance. Gao's family says he is in very bad physical and mental shape. His wife and two children have been living in the United States since 2009. VOA Sarah Williams talked with Jared Genser, who is Gao's international lawyer.
Gunha, his wife, has been able to be in touch with her sister, who's taking care of Gao Sheng in Xinjiang province. And I think it's fair to say that in the last week, he's learned a lot about how he was treated while he was in prison. You know, when Gunha spoke to her husband for the first time last week, it was the first time they'd actually ever spoken for more than 4 years. And even when the family last saw him, which was in January of 2013, for a half-hour visit in prison, he wasn't able to share any information about how he was being treated. He was only able to passively listen to what was being told to him about how the family was doing on the outside. So we've now learned, really, how he's been treated since he was reimprisoned in December of 2011 till present. And he is in terrible shape because he has been horrifically tortured in the last 2.5 years. He's been kept in a small cell with minimal light, with no natural light, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He's had virtually no human contact other than the guards dropping off food once a day, which has consisted of a single slice of bread and a piece of cabbage. So as a result, he's lost 22 kilos, about 50 pounds, off of his 180-pound frame. You know, he was also denied over this 2.5-year period all reading materials of any kind. So it wasn't bad enough that he was isolated from all human contact and, you know, kept in an incredibly small room with no light or minimal light. But he also had literally nothing to do for the last 2.5 years except be with himself, which, you know, is intensely painful and difficult to survive such an ordeal of denial of human contact plus denial of any form of entertainment of any kind. And as a result of all this, his physical health has deteriorated substantially, as has his mental health. He lost a number of teeth from malnutrition. He has a number of other teeth that he's likely to lose. He's only able to speak really very briefly and give sort of short answers to questions. His tone, his affect is, you know, just completely monotone, and he has been completely crushed. And, you know, most of the time he's unintelligible. A lot of the time he's just muttering to himself, and obviously his mental health has deteriorated dramatically. He has moments of lucidity from which we've been able to gather the information I'm describing, but he is in terrible physical and mental health, and it is a complete tragedy and absolutely and completely deplorable how the Chinese government has treated him in custody.
Is he able now to get any kind of medical help?
So far, he's not been able to get any medical help. The Chinese security officials remain in the home and around the home where he's being held under a de facto house arrest. We're not able to get him any medical treatment. Even the phone calls, of course, are being heavily monitored. We don't have a lot of detail, for example, about physical torture that may have been committed upon him, although we have every reason to believe he was physically tortured. Based on the information we do have, basically when his wife has been talking to her family more briefly to him, certain topics, the phone gets cut off and they're not able to continue the conversation. So the amount of information we have is still not even close to what we will ultimately learn about what he's been through. And this is why we desperately need the help of the United States government, which has provided political asylum to Gung Ha, his wife, and their two children who live in California. We really need the United States to step up and to press incredibly hard on the Chinese government to demand that he be allowed to leave China to come to the United States for medical treatment.
Have you received any response from, say, the State Department about this issue?
I have been speaking to people at the State Department, and they've expressed their serious concern and their willingness to be of help. Beyond that, obviously, I'm not going to speak publicly about any details of what they may or may not be doing. And ultimately, they'll have to decide for themselves what they want to do. You know, I've made clear the urgency of the situation. I think that the people at the State Department that I've spoken to understand that this is a difficult and challenging situation, and ultimately they need to figure out what they're prepared to do.
Jared Genser, Gao's international lawyer and the founder of Freedom Now, speaking with VOA's Sarah Williams.